Welcome to The Synopsis. In this series, we bring you books in brief, short summaries of the greatest books of our time that you've always wanted to read. In the next few minutes, we'll discuss what makes these books so influential.
The Subtle Art of Not Giving a F***. Way to make people pay attention, right? Hi everyone, Ahalya here with another summary on The Synopsis. Now back to the book whose title I so happily called out. The Subtle Art of Not Giving a F***. Most of us love the title itself. It's also a pretty popular book in which author Mark Manson essentially says that our life's struggles are what give it meaning. Manson also takes a dig at typical self-help books, which he claims are not practical. The book was released in 2016 and has since sold over 8 million copies. Interestingly, it has become a staple in nearly every young person's list of self-help books. So what are the ideas that Manson tackles in this book? Well, the first one is learn to focus on the important things in life. Ours is a time of immense opportunity and choice, whether it be one's career, life partners, or our many avenues of entertainment. So why, with all this choice and freedom, is your life riddled with stress? Why do people these days have more anxiety than ever before? Manson says the answer is simple, because we want it all. We have spread ourselves so thin that we eventually burn out. Manson encourages us not to care about distractions or anything that teases our interest. Another interesting idea in The Subtle Art of Not Giving a F*** is finding the right struggle. Some of us want happiness, others want a dream job or a loving family. But these are vague goals, and this nebulousness is a problem because vague goals do not push us to strive for success. Manson says that struggle is the only way one can achieve goals, and setbacks or hardships are inevitable. Do you want to become a CEO with all its benefits, power, money, and responsibility? The reality is, CEOs work 60 hours a week or more and take life or death decisions daily. Not everyone is resilient enough to handle that kind of pressure. Unless you're absolutely driven in your quest to become a CEO, the chances of success are very dim. Yeah, if you didn't pick up on it by now, Manson does not beat around the bush. So he continues by saying that since struggle is inevitable, why not find something worth struggling for? Something that you love to do. Looking for an easy life without the struggle is just not worth it. It is also equally important to be objective, even ruthless, about avoiding struggles and tasks that don't make you happy. So concentrate on a few big things and don't fret about the others. And an extension of that thought is this one. If you don't have the right values, you just won't find happiness. Success after struggle is a common trope in the arts. The penniless artist who finds success after much heartbreak and struggle is one of the most popular stereotypes. But here's the kicker. It's actually fairly accurate if you read up about the artists. For instance, heavy metal guitarist Dave Mustaine was thrown out of the band Metallica right on the brink of fame. Mustaine was determined to show his former bandmates that they had made a mistake. He worked tirelessly for 2 years on his own skills and found musicians who could help make him have a better rock band. The outcome of his struggle is the iconic metal band Megadeth, which has sold millions of records. And yet Mustaine remained unhappy because he considered himself a failure compared to Metallica's success. Manson points out the danger here. Judging one success against others' success is a recipe for lifelong disappointment. And this is something we can all relate to, no? The dangers of comparison. I mean, living in a world of absolute relatability, it's a hard life. And interestingly enough, many of the thoughts in Manson's book have to do with buckling down and reflecting on yourself. Which brings us to the next insight. It's important to find good values you can believe in. People who chase pleasure as their number one priority in life, drug addicts, adulterers, gluttons, do not have healthy lives or values. Their choices lead to disappointment. Research shows that people who value pleasure above everything else are most likely to have anxiety and depression. Using possessions or material success as a yardstick for life is a recipe for failure. Buying bigger cars or expensive watches just to signal your wealth does not contribute to your well-being. Studies have shown that extra wealth does not increase happiness, and choosing those values over others such as family, honesty, and integrity can have a highly negative effect on us. Instead, identify values that are worth living by. These values should be based in reality, be contributive to society, and should have an immediate effect, like honesty, creativity, generosity, and humility. And while we're on the path of completely transforming our lives for the better, it's important to remember that positive change requires full responsibility. The next idea that Manson introduces to us. Many of us go through life as if our experiences are thrust upon us, like a bad job interview, a rejection in love, or even missing a flight. Manson takes the example of psychologist William James, who was born into a wealthy and privileged American family in the 19th century. William suffered from poor health. He had vomiting bouts and back spasms. He dreamed of becoming a painter, but after being mocked by his father, decided to pursue a career in medicine, only to drop out again. He considered committing suicide, but then he found solace in the advice of philosopher Charles Peirce, who claimed that everyone should take 100% responsibility for their own life. William stopped thinking of himself as a victim or blaming his circumstances. With renewed vigor, he worked hard and went on to become one of America's leading psychologists. Next up in the Subtle Art of Not Giving a F*** manifesto is this. We try to escape when our identity is threatened. Manson calls it his law of avoidance. The tendency to flee anything that threatens our identity. For instance, many amateur artists and writers refuse to publicize or sell their work, assuming that no one will like it. So, they never try at all. Manson claims that practicing Buddhism helped him overcome this. Buddhism teaches that identity is just an illusion. All labels, rich, poor, happy, sad, successful, failure, are just constructs of the mind. Therefore, we must learn to let go of our identity, which can be a very liberating experience. What else can liberate us? Well, one would think accepting your mistakes and insecurities could lead to positive change. We all know people who think they're always right and struggle to accept that they can be wrong. We must be willing to ask ourselves time and again if we're wrong in any situation. This helps remove blind spots, but it's not as easy as it sounds because it reveals our false beliefs and uncovers uncomfortable truths about ourselves. Manson explains that by questioning our beliefs and facing our insecurities, our lives become healthier and happier. Now, with a title like The Subtle Art of Not Giving a F***, it's pretty obvious that Manson does not shy away from saying what he thinks needs to be said. One such thought is this: romantic love can be destructive. You know the story of Romeo and Juliet, Shakespeare's famous love story set in Italy? It ends in murder, violence, and exile, an indication of the destructive power of romantic love that is not controlled. Research shows that the high of such love in your body is similar to that of cocaine, and when it comes crashing down after the high, we begin searching again for such intoxication, and not always with the same person. Understandably, it leads to problems. But since we humans cannot avoid romance, Manson encourages us to pursue healthy love with a romantic partner, being devoted to each other, offering support, being fully invested in the relationship, and more. And then Manson comes full circle. He says, humans are scared of death and want to live beyond it. Ernest Becker, a doctor of anthropology, wrote a book titled The Denial of Death. He presented two ideas. Firstly, humans are terrified of death. Unlike animals, humans can imagine what life can be like if we choose to. Say, study a different subject or change careers. Becker's second idea is, since we know we're going to die, we try to create a concept of ourselves that will live on after our life has ended. So we spend our lives seeking things and pursuits that serve as our legacy. This is what encourages people to chase fame or make a mark in the world. Unfortunately, though, this also creates problems in the world. Such ambitions have also resulted in war, destruction, and outright misery. The solution is to stop being seduced by fame and power and live fully in the now, seeking true joy and happiness. Everything else is just a distraction. And that is on The Subtle Art of Not Giving a F*** by Mark Manson with me, Ahalya, on The Synopsis.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Synopsis, powered by Timber Media.